This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisan and Wong Xiaoning. It is 7.06 in the morning, Wednesday the 19th of May. We're diving into global markets.
Yes, let's take a look. The US was a shade of red. The Dow was down 0.8%. S&P 500 was down 0.9%. The NASDAQ was down 0.6% at the close a few hours ago. Taking a look at some of the commodities, also quite in the red. Gold spot prices, although they have been strengthening over the last few weeks, was marginally in the red just a little while ago. But on a year-to-date basis, it's now strengthened down to only just being 1.5% in the red for 2021. It's currently $1,869 a coin. An ounce, not a coin. Brent crude oil is now at $68.71, weakening about 1.1% year-to-date, up 33%. And the coins are down. Ether is down 2.8%, now it's at $3,300 a coin, 351% up year to date. Bitcoin continuing its decline, down 1.8%, $42,500 a coin, now only up 46% on a year to date basis.
Yes, taking a look as well at Asian markets. So they were in the green yesterday. The Nikkei was up 2.1%. The Hang Seng was up 1.4%. The Shanghai just crept into the green, up 0.3%. Singapore's STI was up 2% and our own KLCI up 0.5%.
I guess we have to wait and see how they open today.
Indeed. But in the meantime, for more insight into global markets, we have on the line with us this morning, Jeffrey Halley, Senior Market Analyst with Owanda. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us today. So what has happened to the buy everything rally on equities? Is this risk-off mode that we're seeing temporary?
I think it's perhaps indicative of quite a mature rally. As we know, since March 2020 last year, basically everything has rallied massively, including stock markets, cryptocurrencies, commodities, etc., etc. I think the market's running out of inputs right now to continue that momentum higher. But also there's this perpetual fear now that inflation may be on the way, and that's tempering those animal spirits as well. I mean, if we take a step back, we can still see stock markets are mostly still at near record highs, but we are facing a bit of a fall in momentum at the moment. I don't think we're going to turn into a bear market, but I do believe that the odds of a material correction are rising right at the moment. And when you look at indices such as the NASDAQ, it actually did make a downside breakout last week, and it's failed to recapture that breakout.
Right. And Jeff, also, we had some comments from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, which may have also, I guess, spooked the markets. She's calling for business leaders to pay higher taxes to support President Joe Biden's infrastructure program. I guess, Joe, if this pans out, what could be the possible implications to U.S. corporate earnings? Because a few years ago, when President Trump did the reverse and cut taxes, we did see some positivity in earnings.
Yeah, I think this is a trend again that we're starting to see around the world as well. Well, it's well known that, for example, the tech companies do a lot of transfer pricing to low tax regimes and thus avoid paying headline tax rates in many parts of the world. This is an ongoing trend, I believe, globally, where all this COVID-19 stimulus is going to have to be paid for. And that inevitably means that tax rates are going up. I don't think there's much room left in income tax rates around the world, personal income taxes. So they're going to put the onus on corporations to actually pay what they consider to be their fair share of the recovery bill across the world and not just in the United States. So this is a story that's going to rumble on. Usually corporations, especially big multinationals, adapt. And if the growth story stays on track, I don't think it's going to have a material impact on earnings, because there will be a bigger pie, if that makes sense. So assuming that the global recovery stays on track in key parts of the world, then we shouldn't be worried too much about that.
And now, Jeff, also, after being in the doldrums for quite a bit, gold over the past couple of days appears to have been regaining its shine. Does this have any correlation with the recent slide that we've seen in Bitcoin or the larger commodity surge that we're also seeing?
Yeah, I think it's all a combination of all of the above, actually. I mean, gold has actually traced out a material cyclical low around $1,680, and it did that in late March. It was the second dip and bounce off that support level. So I think we are seeing a bit of rotation out of cryptos and into gold, more traditional assets, as some of the speculative mania starts to wane. We're also seeing commodities pushing ever higher as well, and it looks like it's starting to get its sort of inflation hedging mojo back as well, as that story that Bitcoin is a hedge for inflation starts to erode as well. So it's sort of we're going back to the oldies of the goodies, if you like. But certainly from my point of view, gold looks like it's getting ready to test $1,900 and move substantially higher. And it's very interesting that US yields have actually moved higher over the last couple of weeks as well, and gold has risen, and up until over the entire course of this year, gold's been inversely correlated to that move, but that seems to have shifted as well.
Jeff, we've also just, you know, as Lynn noted, there's a larger commodity surge going on as well, right? And one of those commodities, of course, that we've seen strengthen this year is Brent crude, up over 30% on a year-to-date basis, although a little bit weakening yesterday. It's now $68 a barrel thereabouts, just under 69. Do you see this breaking past 70 this year, or is that just a hurdle too high?
I think it's definitely going to go above 70 this year. I believe that the BBC, it was overnight, who tweeted that there'd been progress on the US-Iran deal, and that saw prices drop rather rapidly. It does look like in the short term it is running into a little bit of a waning of a momentum as well. Clearly there's been a lot of hot money move into oil in the last couple of weeks, and it's finding breaking 70 quite difficult. So I could actually see it pulling back further. But assuming again that this global recovery continues in key markets, Europe, China, United States, then oil consumption should continue rising. India seems to be priced into it at the moment. So it looks to me that oil is actually a buy on dips for now, even if the price action, like equities, is starting to run out of steam in the short term.
Now, looking also at Australian equities, and their currency has been also in a bit of a bullish trend. What could append this optimistic outlook for Australia in the near term?
I think the only thing that can really upset the Australia story would be the return of COVID-19 on a large scale within its borders, much as we're seeing around Asia at the moment, particularly when you look at Singapore and Taiwan. That would be the only thing that's really going to derail the story, to my mind, because, I mean, commodity prices are moving up to near record highs. Risk sentiment still remains fairly strong. And of course, the Australia is not called the lucky country for nothing. And the data, the domestic data for their recovery there is nothing short of spectacular, and it's consistent as well. And that says to me that there's not a lot of reasons to get negative on Australia at the moment. So I think really it's a COVID-19 story as its single biggest risk factor.
And Jeff, what sectors are supporting this equity rally over in Australia? Is it the banking and financials that are typically the case, or are we looking at just a general wide recovery there?
It looks like a couple of pillars here. I mean, the banking sector has not had to write off huge amounts of debts after the COVID-19 recession, and that's been a story with banking all over the world. So that has been supportive of equities because the big four banks have a high weighting in the equity markets there. Commodity prices have also rallied massively as well. Iron ore, copper, et cetera, even natural gas. And also then we've got the domestic strength. So those combination of all of those three means that the Australian stock market continues to fire on all cylinders.
So how will the merger between Gojek and Tokopedia impact retail patterns down there in Indonesia as well, particularly as well looking at their competitive position against Grab?
Yeah, it's going to be the battle of the super apps, isn't it? You know, there's definitely a trend here. I mean, if you look at Grab, it wants to do everything. It wants to be your bank. It wants to be what you shop on and how you move around. And Gojek definitely had the same plan. This is going to accelerate that plan because by merging with Tokopedia, they too will be able to be your app that does everything in your life as well. So Indonesia is the battleground for e-commerce, and certainly because it's the largest market in the region, there's a lot of serious money from some very big players around the world that's lined up behind both Grab and Gojek to fight the battle for Indonesia. And it's going to be quite interesting to watch it. It's going to be good for the consumer because it's going to keep prices down for everything. But it does certainly look like the market is coalescing into two major players within this space going forward.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning. That was Jeffrey Halley, Senior Market Analyst at Owanda, giving us a bit of insight into what's happening in global markets. So we touched on Australia as well as, of course, the situation in the US, which is one, you know, the potential hike in corporate taxes, which is one that he says might be something reflected in the rest of the world.
Yeah, and speaking of the US, we got some earnings out as well. We've got Walmart seeing sunny skies on the horizon as it reported first quarter earnings that beat expectation and raised its outlook for the year. When the market closed, Walmart was up 2.2%. Again, I guess showing up this not just pent-up demand, but Walmart seeing this general uptick in consumption patterns as being part of that COVID-19 dynamic.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.